food is big news this week. How expensive is it?
My cinnamon roll and a bagel plain with butter.
Hey, how much do you charge for a plain bagel with butter?
For a customer, 65 cents.
What was it a month ago?
Month ago was 50 cents.
Do you think bagels are too expensive?
No, I don't think so. Well, you know, the problem with that is a lot of wheat and flour is going up, you know. That's why it goes up.
Would you ever take to the streets over the price of something like a bagel?
Nah, not over a bagel.
What would you take to the streets over
steak,
the price?
Stuff like that, man. Listen, I gotta go.
Take it easy, thanks.
Steak, that's in New York. Our producer Jim Colgan talking to a bagel stand owner. In other places, though, John, people are feeling much more pain, and in some countries it's turned violent. Today, global food is on the agenda at the G7 finance ministers meeting in Washington. Now, this following riots in Egypt, two men... What are you doing?
All over this. Rice.
Yeah, two men fighting over bread. Both ended up dead. That was in Egypt. Protests in Haiti. Six people dead. Clashes in Indonesia. And the list goes on. The World Bank says 33 countries are at risk of social unrest. Why? Some, like Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown, blame biofuels. Rice, that would be corn for biofuels, which are now competing with our stomachs for corn. But others say there are more fundamental problems. Others, like Professor Amani Al-Obeid from the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at Iowa State University. Professor, you say this is not a new problem. In fact, the UN has been sending out warnings for several years. What's going on?
Well, you have a combination of things that have been going on, you have, people are blaming biofuels, but you can't point to biofuels as the culprit. There's been some effect from biofuels taking sort of corn away from food and feed. But you've also got income growing in developing countries. You've had shortages, this high wheat prices that we've seen in the past year. These have been actually the result of drought conditions in major wheat-producing countries.
Like Australia, for example.
Canada, EU. And so you've got a combination of things that are coming together to cause high food prices. And, of course, at $110 per barrel for crude oil, that also has a significant impact.
Explain for us why crude oil matters when it comes to food prices.
Well, you've got its energy, and so you've got it going into almost everything in the production process. You've got transportation, you've got fertilizer, you've got all the agricultural inputs that depend on fuel. And so when you have crude oil prices or energy prices going up, your cost of production gets impacted significantly.
One fascinating aspect that I've read about, one dimension to this problem, is that actually there's a greater demand in the world for meat in developing countries. In fact, I read, for example, in China, the price of pork has gone up 60% in a year.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the other sort of quote-unquote strain on grains is the higher income in places like China and India, and they're changing eating habits, and so they're moving more towards meat products. More meat products means more grain for feed to produce this meat, and so you're seeing higher prices because of an increase in demand from China, India, and a number of Asian countries.
So you have more competition for rice and wheat. But another interesting point that you make is that, in a way, the U.S. economy is insulated a little bit compared to other countries because we eat so many processed foods.
Yes, exactly. And so if you are eating more processed food, the a larger portion of the price is sort of in the packaging and marketing of that product, and so if you have the food or the grain that's in that processed food takes up a small share of that price. So when it goes up, you don't see it as much as in a country where that actual grain is the staple food, and so the that increase in price gets passed on to the consumer in a larger share.
Now, let's talk about the G7 finance ministers meeting today. What can they do? How will they discuss this problem, and what potential solutions do you think will be put forth?
I think mostly the issues are about developing countries being food insecure. You have 880 million people that are hungry around the world, and these are issues of food access more than it is food availability. And so ways to increase the income of poor people, more resources to farmers in poor countries so that they can increase their productivity and increase food production in these countries. They will address the issue from a number of different angles as opposed to just concentrating on one particular issue, let's say, how is biofuels impacting food and what can we do about it. I think it's going to be a myriad of solutions trying to come together to solve this food issue, especially in developing countries.
Professor Armani El-Obeid, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.